So Deepa, eating healthier, slim January, it's my annual aspiration. What about you?
Me too, Scott. Always my aspiration to be healthier. My kids don't always love healthy mama though, but I try.
Yeah, well, right on cue, our resident chef Kathy Gunst is here with some healthy recipes. Kathy, happy 2024. Good to have you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Welcome back, Kathy. And just to be clear, Kathy, we're not talking diet dishes. So explain what you're doing with us here today.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is a lot of people spend all of December drinking and eating heavy, fatty foods and a lot of sugar. And then January 1st comes and everybody wakes up and they're like, that's it, I'm going to be healthy. And this kind of seesaw eating doesn't necessarily lead to a healthier you. I am not a nutritionist, but when I see the word diet, I get starving. I want to eat everything in sight. So not a good word for me. What I like to focus on is foods that are full of color and texture and flavor. It is winter, but also foods that are not laden with a lot of butter and cream. So I use a lot of olive oil and garlic and fresh herbs and vegetables and whole grains.
Well, a lot of color, Kathy, in this first recipe. You have roasted vegetable bowl with broccoli and squash. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is beautiful dish. So you roast broccoli florets and any type of winter squash like a delicata or butternut squash. Again, olive oil, garlic, salt, and pepper. Then you boil up a pot of brown rice. It could also be quinoa or bulgur or any type of whole grain. You fill a bowl with your brown rice, your grain. You top the roasted vegetables on top, so the green broccoli, the orange or yellow winter squash, and then you make a beautiful lemon and garlic tahini sauce. Tahini is the ground sesame seed. It uses lemon, a little soy sauce, rice wine vinegar, and you garnish the whole bowl with sesame seeds and avocado slices, scallions, or those seaweed snacks, those roasted seaweed sheets, and it looks like, you know, a $30 bowl from your favorite overpriced health restaurant.
So beautiful. It's almost like we won't want to disturb it by eating it, but it does sound really good. You know, your next dish, Kathy, also uses the oven. It's a polenta with roasted tomato sauce and garlic shrimp. Why roast the tomatoes?
Because it's winter and it's not tomato season in most of the country. And what happens is if you take cherry tomatoes and you slow roast them, you bring out the natural sugars and they will taste a lot closer, but not quite like a summer tomato. So what you do here is you roast the cherry tomatoes with a little bit of olive oil again. You then splash some dry white wine on it. It could be vegetable stock if you want to go that route. Add a very thin slice of onion and garlic. Meanwhile, you're sauteing the shrimp. Sorry, the onion and garlic goes in the sauteed shrimp. Medium shrimp, deveined and peeled. Little bit of oregano and parsley. And then polenta is from northern Italy. It is ground cornmeal. It's a lot like grits. It's super comfort food. And all you do is boil water, add this ground cornmeal, cook it up in 10, 15 minutes. And then again, you lay your plate down with the polenta, you put the shrimp on, and you pour this gorgeous roasted cherry tomato sauce on top. And it's just full of big flavors, but not a lot of fat.
And could I sub out the shrimp for some other protein?
You sure can, Scott. I'll let you do anything there. It could be any type of fish. It could be pieces of chicken breast or chicken thighs. It could just be vegetables. All these dishes are highly adaptable.
Okay, so Kathy, your next dish is meatballs with a Greek yogurt sauce and pomegranate seeds. Kind of sounds complicated, is it?
No, it's not. There are elements to it, all of which can be done ahead of time, but I consider this a Tuesday night dinner, and I'll tell you why. These are flavors influenced by the Middle East. You make the meatballs with ground chicken, a lot less fat, but a lot of flavor. Scallions, a little Greek yogurt, fresh dill, cumin, big flavors. Those get sautéed. Then you take cucumbers and thinly slice them, and you make a very quick pickle. I mean, 20 to 30 minutes it takes. You just mix vinegar, water, salt, sugar, add the cucumbers, and you've got pickles. And then this yogurt sauce is Greek yogurt, fresh dill, scallions, lemon zest. And if you have one, you sprinkle pomegranate seeds on top so you get this burst of gorgeous, gorgeous red color. Again, the crunch of the pomegranate, the smooth, creamy yogurt sauce, the pickles have a bite, and then these very satisfying savory meatballs. I'm in love with this dish. It's a great combination.
We have been talking healthy dishes with here in our resident Kathy Gunst. We'll have all your recipes, but we need the photos. My goodness, the images. Recipes will be at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks so much. Great to talk to you both.